Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Anthony Scaramucci, or the Mooch as he's referred to these days, has more than the White House to focus on. According to Page Six in the New York Post, his wife, Deirdre Ball, is leaving the new White House communications director because of his mission to get closer to President Trump. The Wall Street guru apparently has had his eyes on some position since he was originally considered for a senior role, and he even sold his company, Skybridge Capital, back in January so he'd be ready. Well, you know he was blocked by Trump's former chief of staff, Reince Priebus, and then Scaramucci began a rigorous campaign that helped earn his recent title of communications director. And it doesn't seem to matter that he doesn't have any experience in this field. Hey, nobody in the White House has experience these days, it seems. But his wife, Deirdre Ball, seems to know that none of them are prepared because she is not supporting him or Trump in any of this administration. Now, the pair have been married for 3 years. They have two young children together. Trust me, this is going to be the backstory to watch. And Tiger Woods has been spotted enjoying some father-daughter time in Florida. You know, the rumor surfaced that he went to rehab in a bid to keep shared custody of his children, which is really true. Well, the golfing legend and his adorable 9-year-old daughter, Sam, took their dog on a stroll around Miami after they had docked the big yacht, you know, just soaking up some sun in the marina. Now, part of Tiger's agreement with his ex-wife is that he would avoid any public scandal in order to keep his 50% share of custody of the children. If he breaks it, he could see time with his children cut by 20%, leaving his wife with the majority of child custody. In fact, after this last DUI, apparently she was actually thinking about applying for full custody. But you know what? Tiger did the right thing, and he has now completed his rehab. We're glad to see him back with his kids. Social media erupted in outrage this week when it came to light that a black performer was released from the production of a Broadway show to make room for white actor Mandy Patinkin. Well, producers for the musical, Natasha Pierre and The Great Comet of 1812, which is based on the Russian novelist Leo Tolstoy's epic War and Peace novel, decided to cut out actor Oak Onuwadawan's run short as they invited Patinkin into the cast. But following the news of the controversy, Patinkin, 60, took to social media and said he is not joining the cast. He was misled about the circumstances of Oak's departure. He says, "I'm hearing what members of the community have said. I agree with them. I'm a huge fan of Oak and I will therefore not be appearing in the show." Well, good for Mandy. Okay, and he's got other gigs anyway. We see him on Homeland all the time. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.